With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel has agreed to a 10-day ceasefire in Lebanon. The truce announced Thursday could pause fighting with the Hezbollah militant group and boost attempts to extend the ceasefire between Iran, the United States, and Israel after weeks of devastating war. President Trump says the news about Israel and Lebanon is very exciting.
We're going to be meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, as you know, and the president of Lebanon. And I had a great talk with both of them today. They're going to be having a ceasefire, and that'll include Hezbollah.
Hezbollah said in a statement that any truce must apply across all Lebanese territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he agreed to the ceasefire to advance peace efforts with Lebanon. A murder-suicide involving a former Virginia lieutenant governor happened last night.
Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says a 911 call was received from former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax's teenage son. He says Fairfax shot and killed his wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax, and later killed himself.
This has been an ongoing domestic dispute surrounding what seems to be a complicated or messy divorce.
Davis, Fairfax was served with court papers.
That apparently led to this incident last night. Both of their children, teenagers, the boys older than the girl, were in the house when it happened.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has railed against a federal judge's decision that continues to block above-ground construction of a $400 million White House ballroom. The decision on Thursday allows only below-ground work on a bunker and other national security facilities at the site. On Wall Street, the Dow by 115 points, the Nasdaq rose 86, the S&P 500 advanced 18. This is SRN News. The atheists strike again, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The City Council of Ravenswood, West Virginia, has agreed to stop opening its meetings with prayer under threat of a lawsuit by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group spends much of its energy on efforts to scour the public square of any reference to Christianity, threatening lawsuits if its demands are not met. Many small and mid-sized communities give in rather than face the possibility of a costly legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. The U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from other delegates. Sweden's representative framed it as an attempt to turn back the clock 30 or 40 years. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Some big changes may be on the way for two iconic pizza chains.
Pizza Hut and Papa John's are reportedly negotiating their sale to new owners in separate deals. The news has raised concerns among analysts, investors, and consumers, as these are brands with decades of global presence that are now facing a combination of lower demand, higher cost, and strong competition.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. Revenues at PepsiCo jumped 8.5% to $19.44 billion January through March. It's proof the company's decision to cut prices is paying off. PepsiCo began trimming prices on its value brands last spring in an effort to win back customers exasperated by years of price increases. Investors shook off their jitters about a fragile ceasefire with Iran and buoyed stock prices today. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 115, the Nasdaq up 86. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.